This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here we go.
What do you want to start with?
I don't know. Start with the dirt, okay. The mud.
All right.
Since it is a Trash Talking Tuesday brought to you by Florence Recycling, good morning. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hope you are doing well, my friends. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Did you see the picture of Pierce with his new grandbaby?
No, I did not.
The answer was supposed to be yes.
But then I would be lying.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, I haven't seen that, but
so
I will check for it on the old social medias.
There you go.
All right, so what's the deal with Nick, the dictator Maduro? What's the deal with his wife? What kind of role does she play in all of this? Now, I saw some courtroom sketches. I mean, it is interesting, isn't
yeah,
it? Like. Yeah. You know, do you think AI, you know, with all its uses, it's going to be so useful taking all our jobs. How about taking the job of a sketch artist and actually putting something together that looks human?
You don't like all the squiggly lines? And
I mean, there's a, how do you say this? It's entrenched in our minds of courtroom sketches because we've seen those growing up and, you know, when the courtroom is closed to the media, whatever. But can we do better now? Right? Then, you know, some kid that flunked out of sixth grade art and now they're my apologies to anybody who actually does that for a living. It's not like I can do much better. I still draw the same figures I did when I was like in sixth grade. Hasn't gotten any better.
That's true.
But what's the deal with Nicolas Maduro and his wife in the New York Post, referring to her as the Latin Lady Macbeth?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Well, they're saying she is a fundamental figure in the corruption.
Well, I believe that.
And in the sketches, they were saying she presented somewhat of what a demure, quiet kind of a figure versus Maduro being, you know, somewhat defiant. Okay. I am the president of my country. And then he goes, yeah, oh yeah. So apparently back in Caracas about a month ago, Nick and his wife Celia were sporting matching straw hats. Isn't that cute?
Aww.
I mean, look, if you're going to be... Yeah. If you're gonna be a dictator of a country and a narco terrorist, I mean, you gotta still make the pictures look pretty.
Yeah.
And so they did. Now apparently they have matching handcuffs and a floor separating them at the notorious Metropolitan Detention Center jail in Brooklyn. Ruh-roh. Why would you put them in there? Last time somebody of this high of a value was put in that place, didn't they come out all hanged?
Oh.
Isn't that where...
Epstein?
Yeah.
I hope these people don't commit suicide.
That's the place where he was housed.
Huh.
The old Metropolitan Detention Center Jail in Brooklyn.
Hmm.
I bet you they got some good pizza places around there.
Oh, Brooklyn? Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll bet you the security at those places is better than at the jail.
No doubt.
Okay, so Maduro, he was indicted in the U.S. since 2020, by the way, on drug trafficking, narco-terror charges. Now, if anybody's paying any attention at all, as the Democrats came out and cried like little babies about Trump's actions, how soon they forget that they were all a part of this. They raised the bounty on him under, the Harris-Biden, Biden-Harris.
Right.
And then she makes ridiculous statements. It's like, lady, I know you weren't paying much attention while you were the VP, but you why don't you at least call somebody?
Yeah.
Call somebody before you say something absolutely ridiculous, but I guess that's not necessarily your nature, as we've discovered. So, narco-terror charges, all this, widely known to have ignored the results of his country's election, but there's not a lot that is known about his wife. 69-year-old first lady described by former head of intelligence in Venezuela as being behind the curtain, pulling the strings.
Kind of a Hillary-esque kind of thing going on here. Maybe.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz meets Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
and has a love child. She is a fundamental figure in corruption in Venezuela. Absolutely fundamental, and especially in the structure of power. According to a senior prosecutor in the Maduro government, many people consider her far more astute and shrewd than Maduro himself. Ah, behind every great dictator is a shrewd and astute woman.
Wow. Who
knew? Yes. Flores was captured by U.S. forces in the raid, same as her husband there. Got him right before they got to the safe house.
Oh, man.
Intercepted
so close.
Him. Yeah.
So close.
Yeah. This is going to make for a great movie.
Oh, absolutely. They're making it already. You know they are.
Yeah. Her lawyer suggested that, there were some injuries, including a possible rib fracture, that were caused during the raid. And that's sad. Nobody wishes her necessarily any physical harm. That wasn't part of the deal, but apparently she is anything but a wallflower, which is interesting because that's sort of how she was cast, at least initially. But like everything else, you got to do a little digging, get a little background, and then you get maybe a clearer picture. A one-time confidant of Hugo Chavez. She was nicknamed both Latin Lady Macbeth, that refers to her ambitiousness behind the scenes, and First Warrior instead of First Lady.
Wow.
Yeah, First Warrior.
This is getting more interesting with her.
And she likes to refer to herself as combatant. Huh. That is kind of interesting. What else is interesting is, how is this regime going to continue? And the regime will, if we allow it to continue, it'll just be Nick and Lady Macbeth. But it will continue, at least for now. So one of the things that's going on is they're trying to hunt down, allegedly, some of the people that may be involved and working covertly with Americans to help bring about this extraction. So they're hunting those folks down. Hopefully we can't allow that to occur, right? So I'm sure that the powers that be are communicating with their powers and saying, hey, we catch wind of any funny business, like, you killing your enemies, just consider yourself the next target, and guess what? We may not bother to extract you. Might just neutralize you. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you can listen to the show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker play 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:20. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Maduro pleads not guilty. Next court date, March.
What's he going to do between now and then?
He's going to hang around.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
He's in a detention center that's known for people hanging around Epstein. So we'll see. One of the things that we've learned is his wife maybe have a much larger role. Well, a larger role than I think most of us knew. Obviously, people in the intel community probably had a better idea. But, you know, since her profile wasn't high like his per se, but apparently she took bribes and all kinds of things and drug dealers. And we'll get into that a little bit.
Ow! She's apparently a tough one.
Ooh. Yeah, she calls herself a warrior. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Hey, more of a local interest, a regional interest, I guess you'd say. You know, I live out in Keystone, and I go through Melrose mm-hmm. pretty much on a regular basis. Let's take a different route, a secret route that I won't tell you about.
Nobody else knows about it.
But look, these areas out there, you know, there's some development, but they're small little towns, Melrose, sure. Keystone Heights, and there's a proposal to build this Wildflowers Music Park in Melrose. Mm. Now, the folks behind it apparently already bought 270 acres to start the process. Now, that's substantial.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, you know, utilizing this music park, whatever you want to call it, as this would attract thousands of people, I would imagine. 270 acres is substantial.
Okay.
And here's the problem. Look, I'm not one of those anti-growth guys. I believe it should be structured growth. I hate it when I hear people go, I remember when me and Paul would hunt in the woods. It's like, look, work really, really hard and buy as much property as you can and hang on to it. And then you'll have no neighbors and you won't have those worries. But
there you go.
For most of us, growth is going to continue. It is a Florida thing. We just hope that it's done in as a pleasant way as possible, I guess what you'd say. So, look, I'm not against somebody. They want to invest in this thing. They want to use the land in this way. It's not a terrible idea from what I can gather. But here's the problem. Here's the issue. And we all know it in Florida.
Absolutely.
What about the infrastructure? What about the infrastructure? I travel through there all the time. These are all two-lane highways. There's no three and four lanes anywhere around there. And so anytime there's a little bit of a backup, look, there's one traffic light in Melrose. And every afternoon, you've got about four traffic lights that have to turn for you to get through that intersection there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The roads leading into that town and out of that town, again, all two-lane. It cannot handle. The infrastructure is not capable of handling 1,000 or more additional vehicles on the road for some event.
That's no.
And just from
that's not gonna work.
And you have to look at it from a public safety perspective. You put all these additional cars on the road. Mm-hmm. You create traffic scenarios and situations. You're going to have problems with that. And you're also, when it comes time to get fire trucks and rescue personnel into certain areas, it makes it all the more difficult to do that. Now, they've got backing. They've got like $1 million from one particular donor. Again, if there's going to be a protest on this for the Melrose Community Park is where they're going to be Thursday at 4 o'clock. All right? And they want to stop this Wildflowers Music Park.
Well, just the other day, I was driving from Melrose to Gainesville in the afternoon. And I commented, Blake was riding with me. I'm like, just look at that lineup
coming out.
Yeah, going towards Melrose.
Yes.
And then some of those going to Keystone. I cannot imagine what that would be like in a concert setting.
Yeah, I've already seen it just in the few years that I've lived out there. I've already seen the traffic grow substantially just in that short period of time. And used to be, when I come to work at 4 a.m., you might see 3-4 cars. Now I'll see 3 or 4 dozen. So I've seen that change. And then in the afternoon, it's that much tougher. You used to be able to, get home at a reasonable pace. Now there's so many more trucks on the road, so many more vehicles. But here's the bottom line. How are they going to address the infrastructure issue? That should come first and foremost. There should be no zoning change allowed for it to be a facility that's going to attract thousands of people without the infrastructure already being spoken for, taken care of. What is their plan on that? If they have a really solid plan and you build the road first, I'm all for it.
Now, would that be both county and state that would have to come into play, do you think? Or
It depends on the roadways. I mean, some are FDOT, some are county roads.
Right.
That's a state road in particular that goes from Gainesville to Melrose. So you'd have to get the state to kick in, FDOT. If they're not willing to do it, and you have to do it before they open the doors. Now, this started, over a year ago, back in 2024. It's interesting. People want to argue this back and forth. They want to say it's about growth. It's not. It's about zoning. It's about this. Let me simplify it for you. It's about infrastructure. Create the infrastructure. Then you can have a conversation about putting all these additional vehicles on the roads and all these extra people coming in and out of this local rural area. It's a very rural community. And again, I'm not anti-growth, but if you're not going to build the infrastructure and the roads that are capable of handling that traffic, to me, it's a no-brainer. It's a no. It's a no. Mm-hmm. And if you're these local people and you're a donor and you've got $1 million and stuff, you probably need to have conversations with people in Tallahassee.
Yeah,
and say, hey, what do we need to do to get these roadways expanded?
Mm-hmm.
I said a while ago, if they want to build something like that in that area, they should go a little bit north where you have the state road that goes out from Gainesville, that heads east. That's beautiful, separated four-lane roadway.
Well, and look at Melrose. Where could you even put a lane? I mean, seriously, because the town was built before a lot of traffic was going out there.
That's another good point. In fact, your dentist that you refer to, Jeff is, he's got about 14 feet, I think, before he hits the roadway.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're inside his building.
Yes.
So, that's another great question. Where exactly do you expand the roadway?
Man.
Do you do some sort of a, a hybrid kind of a almost a bypass type
You're
thing?
You're going to have to go around town. You just have to.
Yeah.
There's no way you can. Again, it's jammed with just normal daily traffic. So.
And there's some roads in that vicinity, in that area, that really could use some help just to keep them repaved, let alone any expansion. Well, look, that's my take on that situation. We'll see how things may or may not change as we move forward. All right. Hey, we're keeping an eye on ships that are leaving Venezuela, and they're in dark mode.
Ooh.
But it's kind of hard to hide a multi-ton ship.
They're really big.
Yeah, especially when we're keeping an eye on them. We have technology. There's a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, good morning. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you never have to miss a minute of the show because we've got some great guests lined up. Get fit with Fitz. She's going to give you some ideas for the new year, finally get in shape. And then at 8:35, we're going to talk to Senator Rick Scott. So you got some great stuff. I don't want you to miss it. So anytime you do, you just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, catch up on every episode, every hour. It's that easy whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Top story, Maduro appears in court yesterday, pleads not guilty. Pretty defiant. I'm a decent man. I am. I'm the president of my country. He wasn't real happy, but he'll have time to simmer down since his next court appearance will be in March. More on that coming up. But first, today is the fifth anniversary of the infamous afternoon of January the 6th, 2021.
Wow.
And let's let the History Channel give us a little blow-by-blow now. No. You ready for this?
No.
Yes. No. The afternoon of January 6, 2021, a mob of President Donald Trump's supporters descend on the U.S. Capitol, attempting to interfere with the certification of electoral votes from the 2020 presidential election. The rioters assaulted the Capitol police force and ransacked the complex, destroying property and sending members of Congress and their staff into hiding in offices and bunkers. A protester who was shot by police died, and approximately 140 members of law enforcement were assaulted.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the ones that were like opening the doors, the
no,
ones that
no
were giving the
that.
Tour,
no.
The ones that moved the blockades out of the way and pointed people which direction to go?
No.
Okay.
The video that was released by Tucker Carlson and all that we learned from that, no.
Okay.
No,
okay.
And no. Remember, this is a History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be the history unless we're able to get at the truth. So I was talking to some of my friends who have served our nation. They are patriots, and they're disgusted with the fact that, you know, there hasn't been these perp walks, that the swamp is, you know, still the swamp. And not necessarily take an issue with Trump per se, not at all, just a sense of frustration. And, you know, what I said was basically, here's the crux of the matter. Here's the issue, okay? Who's really in control, whether we like it or not? If you don't have a President Donald Trump, now you have a fight for power because Trump's there. But generally, who's really running the show? The people behind the scenes. And I know this will sound conspiratorial because it does, but it really, it's our intelligence community, and for lack of better terms of the 17 different agencies that encompasses, we'll just call it the CIA.
Okay.
So the CIA, think about it. How would you like to be the senator or the congressperson who sits on the oversight committee for intelligence? What are you going to do if you see things that you don't like? Hey, you guys are, you're drawing outside the lines here. You're not keeping it between the ditches. Hey, we've got too much rogue activity. Oh, really? You don't like that, Senator Scioli?
Ooh, I see where you're going here.
It's too bad that we found all that kiddie porn on your computer. That's awful if that would become public. Mm. Maybe you should shut your pie hole. And you can think of that kind of, any kind of a scenario. Now, here's the thing that separates Trump from a lot of this. They look for weakness. He's not a weak man. Does he gamble? Does he drink? Does he do drugs? No, no, and no.
Yeah.
He's got a beautiful wife, so you can't, you know, get him with that. He's got his own airplane before even Air Force One. So he can't be bought off. Okay, And they look for weakness. So if you can't buy the guy off and you can't destroy him that way, which of course they've tried,
right?
Then you have the January 6th. That was whole thing was put together by the CIA, and it was meant to destroy Trump, keep him from ever running again, and to jail any of his supporters. I mean, people who walked across the lawn that day were hunted down. Were hunted down. But it took 4 years to find, 5 years, to find the person that put the bombs by the RNC and the DNC. But they could find people across the country who barely set foot on the Capitol. So, look, it's all about the intelligence. It's all about the intelligence. And those people operate beyond the scope of the law. And if you have oversight, which we do, but is it effective? Of course not. It hasn't been for a long time. So the CIA is really has been operating, you know, directly or indirectly for a long time. How are you ever going to clean that out? Who's going to stand up and clean that out? Nobody has the courage to do it. That's why you have, like, you'll hear Republicans that'll talk tough. But when push comes to shove, they know. They feel powerless. They're afraid. Look, when somebody has the ability to destroy your life, destroy your reputation, okay, break down your family, when they have the power to do that, that's pretty tough to overcome. Now, if all of our what we perceive could possibly be patriots in D.C. all band together to do something about it, you might make some headway, maybe. That would take an awful lot of courage. I think aside from maybe a couple of handfuls of people, there's not a lot of courage there, Mm-mm. is there?
Yeah.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Mexican president speaks out on the Trump-Maduro situation next on 97.3 The Sky. Six 50 on the Bob Rose Show, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Live and loco, baby. We are back. It's a new year.
Oh, yeah.
Look, what do you want to do? You want to extend your life? You want quality of life? We're going to have Fitz, and she's going to get you supercharged. Fitz Kohler. Fitz Kohler is, I've known her for years, and, I mean, fitness is in her DNA.
She is.
But she has got it down to a science, and she's going to maybe help us. Look, it's like anything else. Are we going to do every single thing? Probably not. But are there some things we can do to maybe create some longevity and quality of life? Why not?
Yeah.
Let's get our story straight right now, Greg, before it turns into an issue, before she gets here.
Okay.
Right now, I'm heating up some leftover pizza.
Yeah.
We don't need to bring that up. That doesn't need to become a topic. If food becomes a topic,
right.
Let's talk about the protein powder, fresh strawberries, the things like that that I will actually consume later.
That's true, and I've had a can of tuna already this morning.
Look at you. You know, tuna doesn't come in a can. It's actually a fish.
Well, they put it in the can. They're going to send me the fish.
I know. They do make it convenient.
Now, there is that box of Pop-Tarts in my office, but we shouldn't bring that up, right? Should we eat them before she gets here, or...
Will the smell still be wafting through the studio?
She would so know.
She probably would. She'd go... Is that sugar?
Yeah, she'd know.
What are you doing?
We'll have to wait till she leaves.
She's not really like that.
Not really.
Totally
she's
upbeat.
Awesome.
Talk about somebody who's got great personality.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Hey, and not to be, a Debbie Downer here, but I do want to share, we lost an incredible part of our staff, and I purposefully avoided it yesterday because it's still a little raw, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But we had a mentor, a man, a guy who's been in the industry for years and has led such an incredible life.
Mm-hmm.
His children are a fine example of, I mean, you can't get much more successful than his kids, and I'm not going to go into their personal stuff, but Bill Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Morris, rest in peace. We lost him. This guy, he was in his 90s. He was a naval aviator in the Korean War.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have retired years and years ago. It's just that, again, talking about DNA, it's not in his DNA.
Wasn't he technically kind of retired from radio? He'd done a million things.
He owned a station.
Yeah.
He owned one here in town. He owned Arby's. Restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
He dealt with Kenny Rogers when Kenny Rogers was pushing his thing. Just incredible. I mean, you could go on and on about this guy's life. And he was a true patriot.
Oh, man.
He served his nation, loved his country, loved his dear, dear wife, Sally, of many, many years. She passed a few years ago. Bill Morris, there's nobody that can fill those shoes. They just can't.
Well, see, 93? Three-ish.
I'm guessing, I think.
Because and you were here at the time I wasn't, they kind of asked him years ago to kind of come back to the station, you know, help out a little bit in sales, whatever. Basically retirement age.
Well, he retired really before he got here.
That's what I meant, the first time.
And then they had him come, and then, you know, he was ready to retire again at like 90.
Yeah.
And they're like, Bill, I mean, you know, if we, we still could use you.
We had a great retirement party and everything.
And
they wouldn't let him go.
We did.
Then they wouldn't let him go.
But what a man! Wow. It was too raw yesterday. It was too sad. But then when you look back at the kind of life this man led,
mm-hmm.
It is when you talk about celebrating someone's life. That's what you have to do when you're in your 90s.
Yes,
and you worked all through your life because you wanted to.
And he was still working here. He never did retire.
No, we had
he was at our last meeting. I mean,
yeah, before Christmas.
Yeah, he was here.
Yes.
And giving advice. And people listened. You know?
And if you know one of our and he worked in the sales side.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our other fine account executives, Joe Herschel.
Yeah.
Put a nice piece together and put that on social media on Facebook. And yeah, I mean, I don't know what you could add to it other than I know Bill would say something about this, so I will on his behalf.
Uh-huh.
Joe did mistakenly say in the Air Force when he served in Korea, but
right.
he was a naval aviator. And
yeah.
to those in that area, kind of,
mm-hmm.
that makes a difference.
Yeah.
But I think what Joe was trying to point out was this guy was the real deal. He was a real patriot.
Yeah.
And he loved to tell. He was telling me a story of Christmas about how this is why he left the military. And I don't want to be disparaging of the military, but he said, you know, they would fly these regular missions, you know, into Korea, and they would do it like on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And after a couple of weeks of doing that same routine, they realized, well, they're not transporting anything. There's no trucks on the highway. There's no targets,
mm-hmm.
basically. And so they had to put off some flights because of weather or whatever, so the routine automatically changed. They didn't change it on purpose. And the one day that they did go out,
yep.
outside of the normal schedule, oh, it was unbelievable. Trucks, vehicles everywhere, everything exposed,
mm-hmm.
and yet they still didn't change their normal operation, even knowing that. And he said, that's when I knew that, uh-huh. you know, I had to find something else to do. And
he was amazing.
And it had a huge impact on, well, on this business, huge impact.
Still active on social media. I mean, if Jen and I were someplace and posted a picture, he was responding to it.
And always had something nice and positive to say.
Absolutely.
I have to say that I've known him for 24 years, and he softened up over the years. And not that he was not a nice guy. He was always a very nice guy, but mm-hmm. he was a little tougher and a little less forgiving when he was younger.
Yeah.
And he softened and changed in a very even more positive way. So here was a great man who could still
mm-hmm.
discover things about himself and others that led him to an even greater path.
Amazing.
So rest yep. in peace, Bill Morris. We'll always love you, and mm-hmm. we will miss you, my friend. All right, it is 6:57 on the Bob Rose Show, and we know you're busy. We try to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.